Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Only I am just Darren today. That's right. The great Mitch Lawrence is on assignment, as the kids say, and I am going to go rogue. I am talking with Chad Leonard. He is the regional manager for three golf courses that are really great down in the Gulf Shores of Alabama. We're going to be having a conversation with him in just a few moments. Hope you enjoy that. First of all, though, speaking of Alabama, we want to talk a lot about what's going on at Golf Trip Experts. That is golftripx.com, and you can find us on the social media at Golf Trip Experts on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We got a lot of great stuff on there, especially coming from Alabama. You've got to go check it out. We've got stories. I got to tell you, Eric Hart has been doing some yeoman work for us covering Alabama. We've got how to plan 5 days in Gulf Shores, which would be appropriate to today's conversation. We've got 9 great stay and plays throughout the state of Alabama. We've got the Birmingham Metro Guide. If you're going to use Birmingham as your gateway to Alabama, to the RTJ Trail, to all the Southern hospitality, you got to check that piece out. And then, of course, Eric Hart has been working on this great list, the short list, we call it. Part one of the short list has all kinds of short courses from Alabama, because that's one of the states. And he has actually found short courses in all 50 states to alert you to. So lots of good stuff on golftripx.com. You got to go check it out. And now, if you want to learn a little bit more, here's something on the Gulf Shores of Alabama, one of my favorite places to go travel. I hope you enjoy our conversation with Chad Leonard. Today, we're speaking with Chad Leonard. He is the regional manager for Honors Golf down in the Gulf Shores, and that is what we're going to be talking about today. Chad, I wanted to just start off with kind of a wide-ranging question from a golf destination perspective. You know, what are some of the advantages that you see Gulf Shores having over other destinations across the country, you know, that also have to compete for golfing families and larger golf groups and all these people who are just looking to get out and have a vacation that is golf inclusive?
Well, thanks, Darren. You know, the one word that jumps out at me is value. You know, we're a great little spot down here in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and good golf courses. You know, I think a lot of destinations have wide-ranging quality, but here in our market, we've got 9 really good golf courses, and when people come down, they're always really surprised at how good it is. So, you know, I'd say value. We're not able to, you know, price our product like some destinations, so the value is really there for that guy coming down for a golf trip.
Definitely a good thing for the traveling golfer who's looking to really keep a budget, or not just a budget, but, you know, looking to maximize his dollars, I guess is the best way to say that, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're not the cheapest, but definitely have some good value for what you get.
And you said 9 golf courses. We're going to talk about 4 of them specifically. The 3 I mentioned off the top, certainly for you, Kraft Farms, Peninsula, and Rock Creek. Kiva Dunes is also very well known. What are the other 5 there that, because we want to make sure that people know that it's not just these golf courses, that you do have this wide range. You've got 9 courses to choose from down there.
Yeah, a lot of different products. Basically, you've got Timber Creek, which is a 27-hole facility. You have Rock Creek in Fairhope, which is 18 holes. Glen Lakes, which is 27. You've got the number 1 rated golf course in Alabama in Kiva Dunes, down in Gulf Shores. You've got Kraft Farms, 36 holes, Arnold Palmer course. Palmer's only 2 signature courses in Alabama. Peninsula, which is arguably number 1 as well in the market, 27 holes, Earl Stone design, really great property. And you've got Lost Key, which is an 18-hole facility as well.
And so it's not just that you have 9 golf, you know, 9 I mean, it's that you have lots of different holes. Not only you have quite a few multi-hole facilities, and that's got to work out great for golfers who are trying to plan an itinerary that maybe they want to get more than just 18 holes in each day, and sometimes maybe not 36 or more. So there's some 27 hole facilities in there as well, right?
Yeah, you're right. And you know how it is. Most of our golfers, you know, that come on vacations, they're pretty avid golfers. They like replays, and, you know, they can go to one property and stay all day and not get bored with it. They don't have to play the same 18 twice. So, yeah, we've got four different properties that have that availability.
Yeah, that's great. Now, speaking of that and what golf travelers want to do when they're there, and I know this depends on the group, but what are some of the challenges of promoting golf in an area like Gulf Shores? Because there is so much non-golf activity out there that they can do. You've got the beach and the shoreline, you know, all these things that will sway travelers away from the golf course. So, you know, tell me a little bit about promoting golf to that market and to people who are coming into the Gulf Shores.
You know, historically, we have been a drive market mainly, but, you know, we're starting to get more and more direct flights into Pensacola. So we're in between Pensacola, Florida, and Mobile, Alabama. So we're kind of right in the middle. You can fly into either location. So we're getting more and more opportunities for the fly market. But historically, we've been drive. And what people might not know about what we have to offer other than golf is one of the best fisheries around. The fishing out of Orange Beach, Gulf Shores area is just spectacular. 32 miles of sugar white sand beaches, kayak fishing, just a lot of fun, great market to come to.
What kind of fish are we catching down there?
You name it. Any kind of saltwater fish, you name it. But a lot of different opportunities for fishing down here.
Well, I haven't tried that, so that'll be one for my next trip, I'm sure. Because of the notoriety, and you mentioned Kiva Dunes as the number one golf course for many years there in Alabama. I think people primarily associate it as the anchor of Gulf Shores golf, but like we mentioned with you, with Honors Golf operating three other primary options in the area, 81 holes of golf just on those three golf courses. How do you kind of leverage Kiva's popularity, and more importantly, how do you work with them to help golf travelers build a multifaceted golf vacation itinerary?
Yeah, so we work with Kiva Dunes, and they work with us. I mean, we've been partners for over 25 years in what originally was called the Gulf Shores Golf Association. It was recently rebranded as Coastal Alabama Golf. So we still operate this packaging company called Coastal Alabama Golf, and all those nine courses are included in Coastal Alabama Golf, and we work with all the accommodation partners. We've got homes on the beach. We've got condo villas on the golf course, hotels, whatever someone's looking for in a golf package, we can, you know, marry them up with the golf and the accommodation through Coastal Alabama Golf.
Well, there's certainly some great accommodations, especially when you're staying down there on the beach. Not that I haven't stayed in any of the ones that are along the golf courses, but I know it's hard to beat just walking out of your room and downstairs and out onto the beach there, because it is something.
Yeah, it's great. And you mentioned Kiva Dunes, but you know, they've got some really, really great holes out there. You've got Mobile Bay on to the north of you, and to the south you got the Gulf of Mexico. It's just a gorgeous spot.
Yeah, I don't think people notice or realize until you see sometimes you see an overview picture, or I was looking at some aerial shots that a friend of mine had shot while we were down there. Just how tucked between the two bodies of water that golf course is. It's really an interesting kind of geographic location.
It is. I mean, there must be, I don't know, 20 yards between the golf course and the water. there's not much space for sure.
Yeah, it's a great place. Now, speaking of the Honors Golf courses, I've played the 27-hole Peninsula Golf and Racquet Club. It offers a really impressive member for a day experience out there. All 27 holes designed by Earl Stone, who's kind of an Alabama legend, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. He did Timber Creek and Rock Creek as well. And, you know, really, really underrated architect. You know, most people who play his product come away, you know, thinking, wow, that was really special. So, yeah, we're happy to have Earl Stone as the flagship.
Well, now I haven't been to Craft Farms or Rock Creek. Hopefully on the next trip I will be, but you know, tell me a little bit, why should golfers make a point to include both of those in their travel plans?
Well, Rock Creek, to start, is probably pound for pound the best golf course in our county. You know, it's tucked away in Fairhope, which is about 45 minutes north of Gulf Shores, but it is a special golf course, again, by Earl Stone. If that golf course was down at the beach, you would know about it for sure. It's just a tucked away in Fairhope, a quaint little town there. But no, it's a great, you know, again, pound for pound, hole for hole, it's an awesome track. And then Craft Farms, you've got Arnold Palmer behind it, and you know, it's vintage Arnold Palmer, but 36 holes, signature courses, his only two in the state, and it's just it's great. It's got a resort course, kind of friendly, bigger fairways, bigger greens, and then a more traditional tree-lined golfer's course, a little bit longer, a little bit more narrow, and a lot more fun if you ask me, but it's a good one as well.
And if I remember correctly, our ratings editor, Eric Hart, wrote a piece not long ago about golf and Gulf Shores. There's quite a bit of water at Craft Farms. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, there's probably pretty much water on every hole. Not necessarily where it comes into play and makes it real hard, but makes it, you know, really pretty to, you know, play the track. And they're both pretty friendly. It's not that it's hard, but definitely gorgeous.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Okay, to follow up on Rock Creek now. I was surprised in doing my research to hear or see the story of the rock that dates back to the year 1170 and the illegitimate son of the King of Wales. So tell me the story behind Rock Creek and the story of the rock.
Well, yeah, you know, everybody claims that they're the oldest course in the country and everything, but we say we are, you know, because Oakhurst, I think, says that, you know, they opened in 1884, something like that. But we were back in like 1170, you know, 1170. Think about that. But no, there is a story, legitimate story. Prince Madoc, illegitimate son of the King of Wales. Okay, he had an issue with his brother's inheritance, and he got into a ship, sailed west, and came up Mobile Bay, docked his boat on the eastern shore of Mobile Bay, where they fabricated some persimmon woods and oak galls and hit them into some rabbit holes. And so we claim that as the first golf course right here at Rock Creek. So
that is outstanding. Has any, over the years, has anything, any artifacts, anything like that been found out there?
Nothing yet, but we're still looking.
That's awesome.
Well, we've got this, we've got a rock that protrudes from the first tee box, and we call it the birdie rock. But if you rub the rock, you definitely make some more birdies, and that is a proven fact.
Yeah, that's great. Now, a lot of our listeners I've found in kind of Twitter conversations and going back and forth in emails with people, there are a lot of golfers out there who are looking for truly memorable golf holes. I mean, you can go play a golf course and it can be a relatively average experience, but one or two golf holes might stand out on the golf course that really make it where that's what you talk about. So I wanted to get your opinion of, I don't know, three or four or more if you've got them, you know, golf holes down there in the Gulf Shores that are kind of the can't miss golf holes. You got to make sure that you get down there and play these, make sure those courses are on the itinerary.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely have some memorable courses and memorable golf holes as well. Let's start with Kiva Dunes, again, number one in the state. You can't be number one in the state without some great finishing holes, but their 17 and 18 are second to none. 17 is a long par three that green is tucked right up against the water there and has a little bulkhead to deal with, but it is a great little par three. I'm still trying to par that one for the first time ever. And then 18 is a great straightaway par four that brings you right back into their beautiful clubhouse and condo complex as a backdrop. But it's kind of just straight up the hill a little bit, and just one of those memorable finishing holes with all the setting around it. So those two are definitely memorable. But
the condo complex there around the 18th at Kiva really does give it kind of this cool amphitheater feel. And I think there are a few resident gators living in that pond right behind it. If you're, I remember I was up in the condos looking down, and you could watch the different gators swimming around while there were guys putting out on the 18th. And it's just kind of a pure Southern experience down there. If you like Southern wildlife and golf and all that stuff together, right?
Yeah. I think the amphitheater word is perfect for that setting. It is very cool where you finish on that 18th green, and you just know everybody is watching you. You got however many eyes on you. It's kind of a cool setting.
Yep, definitely. Okay, so what's next?
So number two at Rock Creek, definitely memorable. We have a forced carry, second shot into the green, par four, with a bulkhead backdrop behind the green that some people use as a backboard. But it's just a really cool shot in on your second shot with a bunch of carry over Rock Creek itself. So number two at Rock Creek is definitely memorable.
Wonderful.
Moving on, we've also got Cotton Creek, number seven, for those who have been here. Hole number seven at Cotton is a long par five that wraps all the way around one of our ponds, and a big risk-reward kind of hole. And it's a lot of fun to play because, you're tempted to cut the corner and, you got to hit a good shot to pull it off.
That's awesome. I want to go back to Rock Creek real quick. I know I mentioned Eric Hart earlier and a lot of the writing he's been doing for us about Alabama in general, but he had mentioned the downhill par three 16th at Rock Creek was one of his favorite holes as well.
Very memorable. I tell you, it's quick story, but we get a lot of rain in this area, and it comes and goes in waves. But Rock Creek is basically really high up on the tee box, and then it goes way down into Rock Creek itself, and then back up to the par three. So this 16th hole is it's really cool, but when we get rains, that water really rises, and it's one of these great just scenes when we get that 2 or 3 inches of rain, that the water looks like it's coming out of the trees. It's really a cool sight. But what he's talking about is this downhill great par three that kind of goes down but comes back up, and Just a really great, one of those fun shots you want to hit over and over again.
At a great point in the round, too. I always love to have one of those truly iconic one-shotters somewhere in the final three holes, especially if you're playing a match with somebody, it can turn the tables on the other guy or really just kind of be a decider hole in that final stretch.
Yeah, and that hole is also kind of cool because we've got this bridge that takes you this old wooden bridge that takes you from the tee box across Rock Creek, and halfway across we've built a forward tee or ladies tee box that's kind of a floating tee box out in Rock Creek. So it's kind of cool, just right off the bridge. Pretty
neat. That is great.
Yeah.
Who else you got? You got anything from Peninsula?
Yeah, actually, Peninsula hole number six, hole number seven, Cypress at Peninsula is a par five, but it starts off with a great view of Mobile Bay, and it just is one of those. It's got this really long dock out there, and just a gorgeous start to that hole, but then a great three shot hole for most. Just the greens complex is one of those that's really memorable, undulating, well bunkered. Just one of those holes you go, wow, this is really well designed.
Oh, that is cool. I remember that hole and had a great time out at Peninsula. It's actually a golf and racket club. So if you're a guy who's playing tennis or a family who plays tennis, you've got a lot going on out there that you can do, right?
Yeah, I really do. We just renovated our racket club experience and pool and tennis center there. Really great tennis courts and great tennis pro, and really good experience for the homeowners that live in this community.
You know, on the Talking Golf Getaways podcast, we talk about more than golf. A lot of times we talk about food, and when my host, co-host Mitch Lawrence is on here, he's always giving me a hard time that I talk more about food than any person alive. But, you know, we always want to talk about the restaurants and things like that. You know, everything from the kind of place that a group can go after a round of golf, whether that be on the golf course, you know, at one of the golf courses or away from the golf course, you know, even to those kind of funky hot spots that travelers need to make sure they check out. What are a few of your favorites and places that you kind of, through the packaging company and through your work at the individual golf courses, you try to steer golfers and tell them, hey, you got to go try this, for whether it's for the food, whether it's for the atmosphere, whatever.
Yeah. So that's what's kind of cool about our area. We've got, you know, a good range of places to go, from, you know, the fine dining places to the Floribama, which you may have heard of before. But you know, the Floribama is obviously one of the nightlight spots, and everybody kind of tends to go there. If you do a golf package through CAG, Coastal Alabama Golf, we give you a free drink. Your first free drink is at Floribama is free. And so Floribama is one I got to mention.
Does that drink at the Floribama have to be a Bushwhacker?
It really should, because that is what they're known for. That's for sure. No, they can get anything they want.
That is an amazing drink. Obviously, I've been to the Floribama. It's an incredible place in terms of, if you're a music lover, for one thing, because it's kind of like a big giant house with rooms that have been added on and all types of things. And, you know, there's different music going on in different rooms. You never know quite what you're going to find when you go through a door into the next room. It's really a cool place. But the Bushwhacker, and we've talked about this in a couple of our stories as well, is kind of this frozen, chocolatey drink. It's got all kinds of stuff in it, and it feels like you're drinking a milkshake until you've had two or three of them, and then you realize you weren't drinking a milkshake the whole time.
Yeah, they're dangerous, aren't they?
They definitely are. Okay, what else you got there in the area?
So Jimmy Buffett's sister, Lulu Buffett, has Lulu's, which is kind of a family-friendly place, but right on the Intercoastal Waterway, gorgeous spot, lots of things to do, not just food, great food, but entertainment and badminton and volleyball and a beach and just a really, really cool bar and place to go with the family. The Gulf is a really cool spot that just opened maybe 3 or 4 years ago that is just really neat. You kind of walk up and order your food, and then you're overlooking the Gulf of Mexico and have some really cool seatings and hammocks and, you know, palm trees, and just a really neat place to go. And then you also have Fisher's, which is kind of a higher end, newer place. Johnny Fisher is the owner there, and just really good food. Got an unbelievable chef, and those types of restaurants have really put food on the map in Gulf Shores. It wasn't 10 or 15 years ago. There weren't many places to eat here that wasn't fried food, you know, like your typical kind of place. But Fisher's and many others have come in and really elevated our food experience, which is, you know, really, really cool for us.
Yeah, the level of dining from a lot of people I've talked to has just really taken a leap. I know you and I had a meal together at, was it called Playa?
Playa, right.
Yeah, so that's right down, down on the water, and was absolutely fantastic. We had a big group in there. It was the perfect kind of place for a big group like that, and overlooking the water. And I guess that's the harbor down there that it would be overlooking.
That is the harbor. Sure is.
So yeah, I think maybe people wouldn't think about that. That, you know, like you said, the kind of the southern mentality of fried food that I think people have as this idea in their head. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong, because I eat as much fried food as everybody else. And when you get it in the South, it's as good as anywhere, and better in most cases. But to have, I think, that variety of dining and to begin to kind of expand the menus of what people can get when they're there is a really cool thing. I know at the Beach Club where we stayed, they have a restaurant right there, and it was one of the best sushi restaurants that I've been in, and I've eaten sushi all over the world.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Fresh food right from the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, it's as good as it gets.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and if you want barbecue and you're coming through Fairhope, Papa Dave's is nice. Out of this world. Papa Dave's Barbecue in Fairhope. It's as good as any barbecue in the world.
Oh, that is outstanding. All right. I'll have to add that to my list for next time as well. we hit on this just a little bit. Now, obviously, I just mentioned the Beach Club. What are the best places to stay when you're setting up a Gulf Shores golf stay, play, getaway? And what makes these different places? Maybe just a few names, because I know you hit on this earlier, but a few names that people should have in the back of their head of, hey, we can do this. We can do our trip this way, or we can do our trip this way. And these are the places we need to stay.
Yeah. So I guess, I gotta mention Coastal Alabama Golf, because they have all that product in their inventory and they can customize what you need. But, beachfront homes, condos on the golf course, hotels if you want, Hampton Inn and Courtyard by Marriott are right on the golf courses here, so those are good hotels to stay in. But Turquoise Place is an incredible higher end condo on the water, right on the beach. Beach Club is a great spot located right in between Peninsula and Kiva Dunes. So those are probably, the most popular places to stay.
Yeah, that was definitely a great location for us to be right there that close. And then to, like I said, be steps away from the beach and be able to spend, the afternoon or almost until sunset and then go have sushi and seafood. And it's a good spot. One of my favorite spots from all the travel I did last year.
Definitely.
Okay, so as we wrap it up, obviously I'm a huge fan of Alabama golf. I've been up and down the state a few times now. But as we close here, I just kind of want to give you the opportunity. What do you want golf travelers to know about Gulf Shores and maybe just Alabama golf travel in general that they might not know? Because there's got to be misnomers out there that you want to dispel. That it seems like every place that we look at, destinations, have certain things that people think, oh, it's just like this, so I'm not going there. What's the pitch, I guess, to really get people to come down there and just dive in for a week and take advantage of all there is?
Well, I appreciate it. Just getting the word out is key. I think this has always been known as the Redneck Riviera, coined by Jimmy Buffett himself. Right. But, we are definitely not that. But we have that stigma maybe because of those past years. But, this is a really, really high quality destination that, we're giving Destin a good run for its money. Destin, Florida, which is obviously a really, really pretty and popular place. Just for people to know that they can come have a really quality experience for a good value. And, flying into Pensacola, Florida, and being here about 45 minutes away from the airport, it's just a great little destination and worth checking out.
And like you said, 45 minutes from Pensacola. What's it take to get down there from Mobile if you flew into Mobile?
It's about an hour from Mobile.
Okay. And then, I know a lot of people, we talk a lot about the Birmingham Airport in all of our coverage of Alabama in general. If somebody was coming in for something more centralized and they were going to fly in up there and then they wanted to come down to Gulf Shores for 2 or 3 days as part of that trip, what's that drive like from Birmingham?
Yeah, it's 4 hours from Birmingham, and okay. If you're going to do that, you can catch a few Robert Trent Jones courses on the way down to the beach, and then you can hit our little beach trail, as we call it.
obviously that would be the way you'd have to do it. You'd have to have enough time built in there to make a couple stops on the way down, take advantage of the golf, and make a couple stops on the way up and take advantage of more golf.
That's right. That's what we do, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, man, I can't thank you enough. This was it was a lot of fun. It was great to learn more about this region, the Gulf Shores, and you know, I'm excited to get back, and I'm hoping we can get help drive more and more people to get out there and check it out, because I just know all over the state there's a lot of fun golf that people maybe just don't understand is down there. You hear about the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail, and it is great, and it is you know, an insane value, and there's so much good about it, but there's so much more to the state that people need to dive in and just explore, both on and off the golf course.
Well, thanks for telling everybody about it. We appreciate you. Hope to see you soon.
So there you have it, our conversation with Chad Leonard, regional manager of three golf courses for Honors Golf down there in the Gulf Shores. I hope the conversation just makes you look a little bit differently at golf in Alabama and really makes you want to get down there and just explore the Gulf Shores. There's so much great golf and fun and sand and everything you could ever want down there. Just a couple quick notes that if you're looking for packaging needs down there, check out coastalalabamagolf.com. That was the website that Chad referenced a number of times. And if you're looking for information on Alabama golf in general, the appropriately titled golfalabama.org, that is .org, that is the place to go. As for us, you can always check us out at golftripx.com on the web. And if you want to reach out on the social media, we're at Golf Trip Experts on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We always look forward to hearing from you. Can't thank you, the listeners, enough. And, you know, if Mitch were here, he would say he has a dream to get down to the Gulf Shores and check it out. Certainly, I have a dream to get back there and just explore a lot more than I already have. But most importantly, it's all about your dream. Get out there and run down your dream. So long. Yeah, right.